Of the many problems facing immigrants in a new country, one of the biggest is establishing their credit. They might not have a credit score, for example, or enough collateral to meet the requirements for a loan. It can be even harder during a recession when credit is tighter for everyone. Immigrant loan applicants in Italy are finding it especially tough now. The country is still mired in one of its worst recessions in decades. But a new bank in Milan is actually helping immigrants get credit, as Megan Williams reports from Milan.
Il Portello is an Italian-Chinese restaurant tucked under a highway overpass on the outskirts of Milan. Zhao Biao proudly shows off the premises he now owns.
Bar con la pizza. Abbiamo giù in cantina.
Biao is 32. He grew up in Milan in his parents' one-room sewing workshop. With the savings from his family's business, he opened this restaurant 6 years ago. But when he tried to get a bank loan to expand, Italian banks wouldn't even give him a small mortgage.
Io l'avrei fatto in qualsiasi maniera.
Short of going to loan sharks, I was ready to go anywhere to get the loan, even in China, which would have been very complicated. So it was much preferable getting the loan here in Italy.
Biao eventually did get a loan for $500,000 at a hefty starting interest rate of 6%. And it did come from an Italian bank, the first bank in Italy geared towards immigrants.
I don't think there was anything to invent. It was just a matter of seeing things that were there.
Financier Andrea Orlandini says he got the idea of a bank for immigrants after moving back to Milan from London. He saw a changed Italy. Immigrants were playing a greater role in the economy, but they were often shut out from credit. That Italian banking blind spot, he says, became an opportunity.
However, it took maybe 1.5 years going around Italy from Alps to Sicily to meet potential investors. I went around maybe 50,000 kilometers by car.
The result is Extra Banca. While most Italian banks close mid-afternoon, this one is open until 7 p.m., 6 days a week. Tellers are from the same countries as clients: China, the Philippines, Peru, and Sri Lanka, where Valentina Gonzalez is from.
Even for an Italian to understand the bank rules, it's a little bit complicated. So you can imagine how an immigrant who doesn't speak the language, so it's a little bit really hard to understand.
Even more important for immigrants seeking loans, risk assessment isn't based solely on collateral and paychecks. Other factors are also taken into account, like having family settled in Italy or having other community members who the bank trusts, like restaurant owner Zhao Biao, who can vouch for a borrower's reputation. Orlandini concedes that the more flexible loan criteria have led to some bad loans, though the default rate is in line with other banks. His biggest problem, he says, has been people taking loans and then disappearing from the country. The bank has yet to turn a profit, but as mainstream banks across Italy are closing branches, Extra Banca has opened 4 new branches in the past 6 months. Orlandini says it's been an eye-opening experience working with immigrants starting businesses.
People who are more smiling than Italians. Italians are getting sad, they are scared. Instead, on the other side, they are used to be poor, so they are not too much scared. And also they are seeing that their life is improving, so they are working hard, harder than the Italian. So they probably will become in 20 to 30 years the new middle class.
And with 20,000 new immigrant-owned businesses opening each year in Italy, it's an emerging market that other banks would do well to court too. For The World, I'm Megan Williams in Milan.